At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the best of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis on Fox Sports Radio.
Penn State crushed Michigan and Jim Harbaugh. And I've been on it for a while, but I think Jim Harbaugh is the most overrated coach maybe in the history of college football. I've got some stats for you here. And Michigan people all have excuses. Oh, the team's young. Oh, Brady Hoke stunk. Oh, if the officiating had been better against Ohio State. Oh, well, we don't have a quarterback. Michigan has become like the pathetic 5-year-old kid that always has an excuse when he's getting in trouble because he didn't listen to his parents. Here's some stats for you Michigan people out there. Time to acknowledge that your savior might actually be just an okay coach. Jim Harbaugh is now 6-5 in his last 11 games. Putting that into context, that's the same record that Butch Jones has, that Tennessee, in his last 11 games. He's now 25-8 through 33 games, the exact same record that Brady Hoke had through 33 games at Michigan. Urban Meyer has just lost 7 games in 6 years. Jim Harbaugh has lost 5 in the last 11 games. Penn State absolutely dominated Michigan. This now means that I believe Michigan is going to finish 8-4, which will be good. I think Michigan fans, you are going to lose to Wisconsin on the road, and I think you're going to lose to Ohio State for the third straight year. That will mean that just in the Big Ten East, Jim Harbaugh's finishing standings will be, in his 3 years, third, and fourth. Jim Harbaugh, through 3 years at Michigan, will have not have done better than finish third in the Big Ten East. Oh, but he goes overseas and they do football practice in Italy. Oh, but he wants satellite camps. Oh, but look at him. He wears khaki pants and he doesn't wear a shirt during his football camps. Guess what? He also sucks at identifying a quarterback. And he's had 3 years to find a good one, and you guys still don't have one. And guess what? I'm starting to think that Jim Harbaugh never is going to be that good at Michigan in terms of a dominant performance. Now, Is he a top 15 coach in college football? Maybe. We'll see what he does this year. So far, all he's proven is that he can win with Brady Hoke's players. Year three is typically, if you are a great college football coach, where you take the next step. Nick Saban, year three at Alabama, national championship. Urban Meyer, year three at Ohio State, national championship. And oh, by the way, year two at Florida, national championship. If you are good enough, by year three, your team should have become dominant. And people out there say, well, he inherited a dumpster fire. Well, if that's the case, why were his first 2 years better than his third? By year three, your players should start to be having an impact. You should certainly have a quarterback. And if you want to compare yourself with Nick Saban and Urban Meyer, which is just laughable, then Jim Harbaugh should be contending for a national championship in year three instead of finishing fourth in the Big Ten East. And by the way, he might finish fifth because I got to tell you, I think there's a chance that Maryland could give him a game. Michigan is not good. Jim Harbaugh, so far, the most overrated coach in the history of college football, at least modern history of college football.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis, weeknights at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up with Cam Newton? Is Cam Newton the most enigmatic quarterback in the NFL right now? Remember the girl on Seinfeld who you weren't sure whether she was good-looking or bad-looking? It all depended on the light that you saw her in. I feel like that's Cam Newton. From a week-to-week basis, I have no idea whether he is, at times, an MVP-caliber quarterback. We saw him look like that against back-to-back weeks. On the road, he takes the Panthers on the road, and they beat the Patriots. Then he takes the Panthers on the road, and they beat the Lions. And he looks unstoppable. He looks like MVP Cam Newton from 2015, the guy who took his team to the Super Bowl. And then this guy that nobody seems to be able to recognize who performs and gets whipped by the Chicago Bears. 17-3, not a lot of effort or energy emanating from the Carolina Panthers. They fall to 4-3. After starting 4-1, they've lost two in a row. Does anybody feel confident at all about what's up with Cam Newton, especially given that NFC South has the best quarterback collection, I think, of any division in football? Drew Brees has suddenly got his mojo back. The Saints are in first place. Matt Ryan, who knows what in the world's going on with the Falcons, but they've lost three in a row. Cam, very enigmatic, maybe the most enigmatic quarterback in the NFL right now, and Jameis Winston, who is having a third-year slump when it comes to overall results as they have now lost three straight games.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Jason Martin, you're arguing that John Gruden isn't even a good NFL coach?
Not really. I think he's average. I think he's wildly overrated. Ask Robert about his offensive stats in Tampa Bay. You called him an offensive genius. He was anything but for seven years in Tampa Bay. He was not that good at football.
He's coached 11 years in the NFL. Five of those years, he won his division, and he won a Super Bowl. That's pretty ridiculous. And he's got a 54% winning percentage, which is, in the NFL, it's hard to be anything over 500 if you coach for very long at all. So 54% winning percentage. Five of the 11 years that he coached in the NFL, he won his division, coming in first in the AFC West twice and first in the NFC South three times in his 7 years with the Bucks, and he won a Super Bowl. That's pretty impressive to me.
Almost half of the times he was in.
Almost half of the times that you coach in the NFL, you win your division. There's not very many guys out there that you can point to that have managed to do that.
I mean, look at his numbers. He was 8-8 and 8-8 in his first 2 years in Oakland. Then he had the 12-4 and the 10-6, and then the 12-4 in his first year when he won the Super Bowl with Dungy's team. Then he goes 7-9.
He was coaching against his other team.
He was coaching against his other team, coached by Bill Callahan.
Okay, but so he built the Raiders to the point where they were good enough to make the Super Bowl, and then he went to another team and took them to the Super Bowl too to coach against his previous team that he had built up to being Super Bowl caliber. So that is a pretty good run. And then he won two more NFC South titles. And but then listen, he got fired after finishing.
The NFC South was bad, first of all, at that point in time, really bad. But you're talking about 7-9, 5-11. He did have an 11-5 in there. Then he was 4-12, and then two back-to-back 9-7 seasons. I mean, this is not some savant in coaching. And again, his numbers, and Robert put these up, and I think they're worth mentioning. His offensive yards for Tampa Bay under Gruden, his stats and his rankings were 24th, 10th, 22nd, 23rd, 29th, 18th, and 14th.
The point is whether you have, who are his quarterbacks? The NFL is a quarterback league.
Well, the same thing you can say about Harbaugh not being able to win because he didn't have the quarterback either. It's like
you've still got to be able to get the quarterback. It's your fault in college football if you don't have a quarterback, because you can go out and theoretically recruit all the best quarterbacks. If you, that's my argument for why Gruden would be incredible.
You literally called him an offensive savant in the last segment.
He is an offensive savant.
Based on what?
Based on the fact that he is a genius at breaking down
just
the quarterback position.
Just because he's a name and you get stars in your eyes doesn't mean he's going to all of a sudden be the greatest thing since sliced bread. The reason
You think that the guy who for the last 8 years has had one of the highest rated segments in the history of ESPN, it means that he's going to recruit. If he decided he wanted to coach college football, he would get the best quarterbacks to commit to the University of Tennessee or any other place that he went. He would get them to commit almost instantaneously. Every kid in America.
Jones had two top five classes, and you're right about that. How much better is John Gruden's class going to be than top five?
All that matters is you're still going to want to play for Saban or Dabo.
It's like you don't. I would play for Dabo over John Gruden in a heartbeat. I would play for Saban over John Gruden in a heartbeat.
You're an idiot.
Because of what? Because I don't want to play for a celebrity or a Kardashian. I want to play for somebody that's actually won on the college level and get me in the NFL.
What has Nick Saban ever done to make a quarterback great? Nick Saban. The credit to Nick Saban. Because if you're going to be great at the quarterback position, Nick Saban has won because he's a great defensive mind. His coaching from a quarterback perspective, who has he developed and turned into a good quarterback that's had success beyond his college level ever? He's never had a quarterback. A.J. McCarron is the most successful quarterback that Nick Saban has ever had, and the guy's barely started a game in the NFL. Jamarcus Russell is the highest rated draft pick that Nick Saban has ever signed. And Jamarcus Russell never played for him. John Gruden, for every single recruit out there who has sat around and watched quarterback camp, he would be able to go out. He would break down film. He's a quarterback guy. He would break down the film of high school kids. He would sign 4- and 5-star guys who were actually good every year. And he would bring in multiple guys, and they would all fall all over themselves to come play for John Gruden just based on the quarterback camp, just based on the last 8 or 9 years of that film study. He would be able to get all the best quarterbacks come in. And, again, that's the guy who everybody's going to want to play for. Now, I don't know if he's going to do it. I don't know if he's going to go coach college football.
The worst mistake of his life.
Why would it be a bad mistake?
I mean, unless you're just talking about it from a money standpoint, because he's not going to win.
That's the stupidest argument.
He's not going to win.
This is the dumbest argument you've ever made. Look who's the coaches
based on what?
In the SEC East. You don't think he can beat Mark Stoops? You don't think he can beat Derek Mason? You don't think he can beat Barry Odom?
Who cares if he wins the East? Look, how many people have lost jobs in the East because they couldn't beat Nick Saban when it came down to it? Or how many have left or had personal reasons or whatever and left that job? It's not about the East, it's about the West.
John Gruden is the equivalent? He has a better winning percentage in the NFL than Nick Saban.
I don't care about the NFL record of Nick Saban because Nick Saban already had a proven track record on the college level. What he did in the NFL, he shouldn't have gone to the NFL. He's not an NFL head coach. I think John Gruden's an NFL mind, not a college mind. It's a bad argument.
I don't believe in college minds, but you make no evidence to actually back that up.
He's an NFL guy. He's not a college guy.
You could have said the same thing about Pete Carroll. What it takes to recruit and all that is totally different. When Pete Carroll got signed by USC, you would have said, this is an NFL guy. This guy has no business whatsoever being in college. If you look at Pete Carroll, to me, John Gruden is a clone of Pete Carroll. He's a guy who comes into college football with incredible energy, right? You look at Pete Carroll, everybody's like, oh, that guy's a fraud. That guy's got, you know, the way he hops around, the optimism, the way he coaches. John Gruden is like that. They're almost identical age at the time that they would be entering the NFL. I think John Gruden would be dominant. Not sure he's going to do it, But this is a ludicrous argument to argue that John Gruden wouldn't be able to coach college football. 877-996-6369. He's an offensive savant. He's a genius. He's a modern-day Michelangelo brought to the football gridiron.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Parts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.